Okay, so we were learning Yichud was in Siman Ebenezer Siman Chav Beis. So I wanted to go back to Ebenezer Siman Chav Aleph, the Siman right before. It's appropriate to do it now. It's Parsha Shmois, which is the beginning of the Shoy Vivim, and people talk about halachas related to Geder Arayas and Sneas and stuff like that. So I want to talk about this halach and Siman Chav Aleph. And Siman Chav Aleph has a lot of halachas that sound like tremendous chumras when it comes to interactions and sneas between men and women. How you talk to a, how to speak, how to interact, etc., how to greet a woman, and things like that. So there's a lot of chumras here, and the reason there's a lot of chumras is because there is an Isra in the Torah. It says in the Torah, which is one of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidias, and it's Chazal bring down because Ayin is Roya and Lev is Chaymeh. So Mamela, these are things that you have to keep an extra distance from in order to protect oneself from these Inyanim. So therefore, I figured we're learning Yichud. We learned Yichud. We went through the basic halachas of Yichud. So Yichud is a shmira that you shouldn't be in the same room, same area, etc. But then it comes to another level, which is more, which is other kreva la arayas besides Yichud. So I want to discuss some of that, and we'll see how it applies. The specific sugi I want to talk about today is the Isser of Estaklos. Is looking and seeing and watching ladies in different ifanim. So it's like not the most comfortable discussion. People don't like talking about this too much. I'm the most popular. That's why when I posted the subject, that's why I'm saying I think it scared people off before getting to.
I thought maybe they're just a bad rep or somewhere else.
So let's see how this goes. So this is a we'll just start with the halacha, which is in Ebenezer Siman Chaf Aleph. I have the papers here. Tzarech Adam lehisrachik mehanashim meoid meoid. The person has to stay far away. Va'aser likreitz biyadav oy biraglav. V'lirmoiz be'enav la'achas meharayz. You shouldn't like hint and motion to people to a woman who's an erva to him. In a way which is a korva. Why is that a korva? Because it's like I have my own little language, like oh yeah, emotion in a way that the also lischoik ima ulhaka roish kenegda. Schoik and kalus roish is also a problem. Oy lahabit biyoifya. So this is the foot one or to be lahabit. The lahabit means to it's not the right page?
No.
So take one from here. Now, let me see what I have there. I stapled it wrong. Let me see if I stapled that one incorrectly.
This is good.
Yeah. Let me see that one. Yeah, I'm missing the first page here. You're right. Okay. So, here, let's pass those down now. These are the correct ones. Yeah. Okay. 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 So again, we're going into a little bit more of a chomer dika inyan. We'll try to explain it and see how it plays out in halacha lemaisa in today's society, which is obviously not so simple. Okay. But these are halachas. We'll learn the halachas. So it says here ve'aser in the third line. You're not allowed to be mistakel in a woman who's in a compromised position. So when she's mis'oimdis ala kvisa, I guess they were in, had to do laundry, they had to go to the river. If you go to the river, you can't get into the river. You have to pull up your clothing so that you can get into the river to wash the clothes. And there's other things you're not allowed to be mistakel, even in clothing of a woman, etc. There's halachas about that. So, paga b'isha b'shuk, asalalach acharea, all sorts of halachas. Okay, elarot mistakel tzogna l'achav, v'lo yavor b'fesach isha zoyna. If a woman's a zoyna, you're not even to pass by the area, afilu b'richo gaba amos. Then he says, "I'm mistakel afil be'etzba ketana shel isha." If a person is bedavka looking, kedei v'niskaven lehanos mimena, kiilu nistakel beveis haterif shela. So any oifin of being mistakel to get hana is aser. And then he brings the din of kolbi isher. So the mechaber here in Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha that it's aser to be mistakel b'nashim. So obviously, what's the question? So the question is, so what does that mean? So you go to a store and the cashier is a woman. You have a secretary who's deal with women in business. You deal with people all the time, constantly. So what in the world are we talking about? First of all, how do we live life? How do you live life? And what are we talking about? What is usher over here? Okay, so this one's a little over. So what are we discussing over here? There's an Isser of a Stakos Benoshim. So what are we discussing exactly?
This Isser of a Stakos.
So first it says not in a compromised situation, but it also said before that. It said also le Stakos Benoshim. It said oy lahabit biyafya, lahabit biyafya. So what does this mean, and what's the nature of this Isser? So Ramosha Nachuva Clares, what's the side? You thought it was safe territory. You're talking about Yichud, whatever. Getting a little deeper over here now. So Yichud in the same room, but that's this. And now we're talking about other forms of Kreval Arayas. So Ramosha Clares, what is the side of the Isser of Histaklos in Benoshim? Is the side of the Isser that it's a form of Kreva? Right, there's a form of being close. So just like you can't be in the same room, just like you can't touch, so you can't look. Why? Because we hold that looking at something gives you a shaychus to the thing. The Gemara says, "Habata behefker is koine." Now let's say there's a hefker item, and you say, "I saw it first." And the other guy says, "Yeah, but I picked it up first." Who gets it? It's a very strong side of the Gemara that the person who saw it gets it. Maybe in the Dalaram, because Habata Behefker works. How does Habata Behefker, how is that koina? How are you koina? Because you have a shaykhis to the thing. So, Dr. Moshe, maybe Re'ia is a certain shaykhis to the thing that's a kurvala rais. Or, when it's more mashma, is if you look over here after the Rambam, it's Shari Tshuva. So the Shari Tshuva says, it's like the four pages in. There's a Shulchan Aruch, then there are two pages of Rambam, and then there's a Shari Tshuva. So the Shari Tshuva says, Rabbeinu Yoina says, "V'nishmarta mikol davar ra pirshu chazal shlo yahar adam bayoyim v'yovel deituma balayla v'av apish einu mahar kadei lasis." The person shouldn't be mahar, shouldn't think about averis. If he thinks about averis, it will bring with deituma. And then he says, "V'loy sasuru achil avavchem racharei nechem usharin v'zishli lachshav lasis avera v'choldover pesha," because he's thinking about the avera. So the it's, according to many mafarshim, the ikar iser v'staklus is out of lo sasuru, which is out of nishmatim choldovera. Meaning, it's not about craving to arayis, but it's more like it's out something else because it will bring a person to a hearer. But it's not usher by itself.
Because something that doesn't bring to hearer is fine.
What?
Something that doesn't bring to hearer is fine, or it's still a susuru, but even if it doesn't bring to hearer.
No, if it's a type of re'ia that will not bring to hearer, then it would be mutter.
What if is that by the person or by the type of?
But the nature of the thing, maybe it depends on the person also. But
if it's a fashion called avara, then if a person is very experienced and this doesn't bring him to hearer. So then it would be fine, in theory, according to that. But those are
Surah Fred Abatha, right? Why?
Because you're being, even if it's not going to be your Herurim, but
that's what I'm saying. Is it a Kravel Arayis, like a Gzera type of thing? It's a Kravel Arayis, it's a relationship with the Erva, so it's also Be'etzem. Or is it because it brings to Lidei Her? Ramosha Feinstein wants to say, Nafkamina is it Yarg Vayavar? It's a Yag Vayavar, meaning a person has to go to a place that's going to be a very natsnizdika place. There's going to be things there. But he has to go for whatever, even medical reason. So he's allowed. So if the pshat is that it's maybe lidihir, okay, so it's like an isser of something else, so maybe that's not yarg v'yavar. But if it's be'etzim a form of arayas, then it could be that it would be yarg v'yavar. He was talking about a person needs to go to a mixed beach for health reasons, to go to sweat, whatever. The doctors say it's good for him, for his health. Is he allowed to go? Is it yarg v'yavar? Is he allowed to go in such a place if it's going to, if it's in a place that's going to be a problem of his status? Okay? So now, either way, lemaisa, we hold it saucer. So we have to understand, so, the choymer adava, let's see the Rambam. The Rambam's back.
Wouldn't that make a difference if it's not a stakos, it will cause a hero, then it makes an aphemia.
No, because even if it's going to cause here, but if it's going to cause a tumor, but that could be that's not yarg v'yavar.
Right, because I'm saying if he says, listen, I know I'm going to go to the beach. I've been to the beach many times, and you know, years past. It's not going to cause any
right, but tumor. Fine. So then out of that it would be mutter, but out of the other cheshbon, it's a kravel arayis betzim.
I'm saying out of the surah is still a problem,
right? Right. Okay. So I'm saying, because it's a form of kravel arayas, right? Let's see how the Rambam puts it. He says, "Ha'oseh davar mechukas elu areu choshed al arayas va'asel ladam likreis biyadav v'raglav oylermois beinav." It's the third page in the booklet. It's the Rambam. So the Rambam says like this, with the arrows. "Ha'oseh davar mechukas elu areu choshed al arayas va'asel ladam." A person is not permitted. Likreis biyadav v'raglav oylermois beinav la'achas min arayas elis lekima. So in the last line, lahabit biyafya means to gaze at the beauty of the woman is aser. Okay, it's not a good thing. If his intention is to get hana, kimishin istaka, but makom atorv, it's like looking in the makomei samechusim vafilu lishmoya. Fine. Then he says, so is it ever mutter? Bottom line, so we're saying it's chomer, it's aser, it's all this. Okay, so what was mutter, lemaisa? Lemaisa, we live in a world that's impossible to avoid this, right? You can't say, what cases are mutter? So says the Rambam. Umutter lehistaka b'fnei ha'pnuya ulebodka b'im b'sula b'im b'ula. So first of all, he's allowed to go on a date to decide who to marry. That's appropriate because otherwise it's going to lead to problems later. By the way, as I said over a story once, this is from the Vilna Goyin. It's Gavalda Gemaisa. The Goyin had a Talmud who was blind. And he had a Talmud who was blind, and finally, there's a big simcha, this Talmud became engaged. And unbelievable simcha. So the Masada Kedushin was the Goyin. He was the boy's Rebbe. So he was Masada Kedushin, and he right before the chuppah, the Goyin says to the Talmud, he says, "L'may says there's a halacha we paskin, also lekadosh adam esaisha ad sheyirena. You're not allowed to do Kedushin. You're not allowed to marry a woman if you haven't seen her yet." So says the Goyin. Chosen, it's brought down, the lashon of the story is like this, it's from the Elias Elio, Talmud of the Goyin writes the story. So he says, Omar Maran, so the Goyin said to the Talmud, Chosen, Kayem, Masha Amru Chazal, Asa La'adam Shekadesh Yaseisha Ad Shirena. You have to Mekayim this Indian of Chazal, that you have to see the woman before you marry her. V'nifkechu Einav, and he was able to see, and he was Mekayim the Halacha. So, what's the pshat? L'chayra, it's a Shver Goyin, because the Gemara says, why do I have to see the girl before you marry her? Because maybe later you'll see her and you'll like it.
Right.
But this guy's blind, so what does he care? He's never going to see her anyway. So let's say she's ugly. What's the big deal?
There's a chance that the blindness will get cured later on. Then he'll be stuck with it.
Yeah, it's a shvach. It's not, no, you know. But or other people may tell him, you know, that this is what they should just let you know. This is what they were mashadich you. You know, so...
engagement.
What? He would have gotten the memo, you're saying. So, but what you see from that halacha is that adrabah, so goof at this point, that the ri'iyah is a chibur to the person. You have to see the ri'iyah. The ri'iyah connects the person. So therefore, even if he's blind, you're missing a certain level of connection if you never saw the person. And therefore, it's not kedai. It's not. You're not supposed to marry the person until you see them. So, even if he's blind, the goyin is saying. But anyway, that's the Rambam says. That's mutar. Avlo yistakab derech znus, and but not to look derech znus, whatever that means. Hareum abrisi karati leina. So now all of a sudden, the Rambam says there is a heter. There is a heter. In this case, for a shidduch. Okay, fine. Are there any other cases that it's mutar?
So what's the reason that it'll be after us or outside of a shidduch? If it's outside of a shidduch, right? If it's out, his, you know, keratorios, why should it be mutter for a shidduch? I mean, because it's a shul, will be mutter to you eventually? Well, because, as you just saying, that if there's a tzorach, it's mutter. I mean, it sounds like a pretty low bar of a tzorach. You want to?
I mean, not such a low bar. No one can ever get married. There'll be a lot of divorces. It's not such a low bar. I'm saying it's halachically, it's not yarav, it's a practical aspect. It's not, I mean, low bar halachically. Okay, so the maisa, he doesn't say lahabit. So that's what he says. He doesn't say lahabit. He says lehistakel. So this is what's important. So there, so if you go all the way, I'm going a little out of order because I just copied the marker because I wasn't sure how I was going to end up saying it. But go all the way to the last two pages in the booklet. If you go all the way in the last two pages of the booklet, so we, it says over there that there's a halacha, that there's a halacha that you're supposed to look at the kala during the Sheva Brachas so that the chatzin feels good. So Frechter is showing him, what are you looking at the kala for? It's aser. What do you mean, look at the kala? So if you look at the Shittim Mekubetzis and Ksubas, he asks this question. So there's an arrow, second to last page, there's an arrow on the bottom left corner all the way at the end. It says, V'les hilchas hakavasei. This is not the halacha. Yesh mefarshim didavka kol shiva ain't a mutter, avo b'yoy marishin shu ikar achibu veitzabal a mutter. Okay, listen, we paskin that you can't look at her in the whole Sheva Brachas and get all whatever. But what about at the chasana? So we paskin it's mutter. Next page, v'oymer moiri, shafilu yamrishin. No. We paskin even at the chasana. V'zidu shahachas ain't a mutter, you shouldn't do it. V'im taimar, kivin she'ain a mutter l'roisa, heich nucha limtsoy edim. So what about the edim? If they never saw the kala, you're not allowed to look at the kala. I hadn't known she was getting married. It says, and everyone says it's her. There's a chazaka that is probably her, and therefore it's good enough. So according to the first teretz in the Shittim Kubetzis, you can't look even for the purpose of being an aid. And you have to say that this case of the Rambam is just a total exception. But basically you're not allowed. But he says, but look at the, but then there's this part, in he brings from the Rabbeinu Meir Alevi. Tiritz b'inyan acher, the dafka lehistakel omru de'enu mutter. You're not allowed to be mistakel, aval re'iya be'alma l'fishah is mutter. So he makes a distinction here. And this is very important, and Mishnah Berurah is going to bring this down. That lehistakel, which is that you're looking at it with a certain analytical, you know, perspective to try to under, to try to really see what's going on, but re'iya ba'alma is motor. So you're there, you're walking. You don't have to re'iya ba'alma is motor. Assuming re'iya is not going to bring it to the day here and everything like that, re'iya ba'alma is motor. Okay, so that means that there's cases where it's going to be motor, which is re'iya ba'alma. The question is that mutter in every case, not in any case? But this is the het of Re'iyah Ba'alma, which is just to look. So let's see how the Mishnah Berurah brings it. I'm sorry I'm going so out of order. But go back three pages, it's a few pages of Mishnah Berurah here. So it says on the top of the page, Hilchos Kriyat Shema Siman Ein Dalet Ein Hei. You see what it says there? So it says like this. He says, he's talking about why is this in Hilchos Kriyat Shema? Because you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of a Rayas. So he says, if there's a woman who's not dressed properly, you cannot say Kriyat Shema. Okay? Now, if you look at where the Mishnah Berurah is underlined over there, so he says like this. Let's read. It's on page Kufchaz, whatever. It says Kriyat Shema. There's a few underlined lines over there. So Mishnah Berurah says like this. Let's read it together. V'chol zeh lo'ayri ela le'inyan iser Kriyat Shema. Read the first line of the Mishnah Berurah on this page. It's talking about Kriyas Shema here. The Isser Ula Rapoiskim, Likras Neged Amagula, Afilu Belum Mechavin, even if you're not looking there, it's Osir. That's the Kedusha of the Kriyas Shema. But in an Isser Estaklus, the Kuli Alma, his Mestakal Beisha, Afilu Etz Ketana, Kivin Shem Mestakal Belahonais, Oiver Belav, the Lois Asurach Elavavchem. There's a love not to, as he passed his Atz Lois Asuru. V'omru Shafilu Yesh Biyodai Torah O Maisim Toivim, Lo Yinake Medina Shal Gehenem. So it's not a good thing. However, he brings down this Shita Mukobetzes, he said. But let's say you just see, you're walking in a store, the cashier is a woman. There's, you're there, you're interacting, but in a very re'iyah ba'alma dika way. Shari imlo mitzad ha-mosar. You could be a high-level person, but basically it's mutter. Okay. But that's all if the person sneers. But if they're not dressed sneers dick, af ria ba'alma aser, then even rebalance. So he's now being machal. He says, a regular interaction with a regular woman, and you're just there, and it's re'iyah ba'alma. So you see, but you're not focused on that. Then it's motor. For example, it says, but that's assuming the person's dress is tznius. If they're not tznius, then there's a new iser. Because you're not allowed to look at arayas. So what the Rav Moshe says is two different inyanim. One is the lois asura part, and one is it's etzem kravel arayis. If it's areas that are supposed to be covered, then it's kravel arayis. If it's stamazai, then they're dressed, but it's just a question of hearer, then re'ya ba'alma's motor. Okay? So I don't know if that helps anybody or not, but that's the way that
it's a massive problem because you live in these kind of cities. If we're saying that you don't even need re'iyah, you just need a stockless b'makom hamechusa, you really can't go anywhere or do anything.
meaning, if re'iyah ba'alma is aser on people that are not dressed sneer, so any like, going to Target, going to right. any store, going in the street like, and to work.
Like, it's very, yeah, it's mamash yisurim. If ladies walking around in shorts or bathing suits, and you're walking around Target, and like you keep bumping it, whatever, and just seeing them as usher, even if you're not staring in the stock, it's just the re'iyah b'alma. That's what the Gemara talks about. You get to go a different derech. I mean, if you
okay,
know
okay.
Place,
so now we get to that last tether.
There's more than that. So you have the derech who's wearing short sleeves.
Oh, who?
But he's a man or a lady?
There's a lady.
A man.
Okay.
A girl?
Today, Sylvester's like 100% sneers.
She can't walk.
Her sleeves are perfect.
Take a train or a bus.
Okay, so let's discuss that. Fine. So what we're saying is that you have to know that there's two different types of things. There's one when the person sneers, one when not. When the person sneers, so then it's an isser to focus on it and get involved in it, to be mistakel, and that's also and that's also midaraisa and machlek is how what the isser is. And then there's a question of Ria Ba'alma. Now, Ria Ba'alma, you're saying in this city, in the summer or other time, or anywhere really in the world today, nowadays, basically can't go anywhere then. Right? So that's a very big problem. So we have to get out of that. I mean, we don't have to, but Pashtas, there has to be a heter for this. Same as Nash. Lemaisa, when I first moved here, someone asked me a Shaila, and I was not just spoiled from the Shaila. And then I asked the Shaila to Rav Matisyo. I asked Rav Matisyo the Shaila, and he was blown away by the Shaila. Like the Erlich kind of the Shaila. What was the Shaila? It's like a real Erlich guy. So he says, the Shaila's like this. He says, you're not allowed. He basically nowadays, he orders everything online. He doesn't go into stores, basically. He never goes into stores. Everything's online. It's fine. So, but sometimes he has to go to a couple stores here and there. So he has to go to Walmart sometimes, once in a while. So he says like this. He says, the halacha is you're not allowed to go shopping before davening, before shachris. So I want to know, am I allowed to go to Walmart before shachris? Because if I go early, there's fewer people. And Mamela, I'm not going for the shopping. I'm going out
to avoid seeing
the people because the store is empty. If I go at 7 a.m., the store is empty. I can go in and out. I don't have to bump into anybody. So is it better to do my shopping before shachris, but avoid the issue of seeing anything, or not? That was a shaila. Unbelievable shaila.
I would imagine you would goes to 7 o'clock.
I would imagine so.
Because one's Mamashi Surim, one's an Inyan.
Right. It's interesting. Okay, so in order to answer this last question that the Olim's that we're bothered by, which is Lamaisa, we live in a world that's impossible, basically. So on that, we have a Teretz, we have Malach. So look at the Gemara, which is after this Mishnah Berurah. Okay? After this Mishnah Berurah. So the Gemara says like this. Okay, and this is going to be the Eitzah. Mishnah Chafetz Chaim brings it down. A lot of people bring down this Eitzah to Gemara. How to deal with this issue. So the Gemara says like this. Let's learn the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Baba Basra and Zayin and Beis. Let's learn this Gemara. And this will be the Pesach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Rabbana. B'kol shutvim ma'akvim ze'edzeh chutz min ha'kvisa she'in darga shutvim ha'isol yizbaz al ha'kvisa. That shutfim, if let's say you are a shutfim in a chatzar, you could tell people, I don't want you to do this, and I don't want you to make a barbecue in the chatzar. I don't want you to do this. But you have to allow the women to do the laundry in the chatzar. Why? Because otherwise you're going to tell them to go out in the public. It's not appropriate that you should tell them to do that. Okay? V'oitzem einav mer ois bira. There's a pasuk that says you should close your eyes from seeing bad things. Amar b'chiyabar abba zesh she'ein mistakel b'noshem b'shosh umdis ala kvisa. Don't look at the women while they're doing the laundry. So frek the Gemara. Hechi dami. What's this inyan? What's the case? Eid ika darka achrita. If you could avoid seeing them all together, you're trying to get from point A to point B. If you could go in a way that you're not going to see them, and you're dafka going in the way that you will see it, so rasha hu. You're not supposed to. It's a samazai a rasha. It's not like eid leka darka achrina. And if there's no other way to go, you have to go here. Onosu, there's an oinus. So the Gemara says, okay, lo'ilam deleka darka achrinav, afilochim boile le'megam nafshi, it would be nice to avoid it. So the Gemara over here says, beferish, that if it's leka darka achrina, if there's no other way to go, then it's mutter. That's what the Gemara says. If there's no other way to go, it's mutter. The Chafetz Chaim adds, that onus, let's see the Rashbam, im mistakel derech halichosoy, v'oinus rachmana patre, v'loma maskiko ekosav lahatzim einav. So why do he have to close his eyes? So it's a nice thing. It's a level. It's a chassid. So the way the Mishnah Berurah explains this is that if there's leka daka achrin, there's no other way to go. So meaning you have to go to work. You have to do these things. You have to. This is your daily routine. This is where you're going. And on the way, you'll see things. So now, if it's leka daka achrin, there's no other way to avoid it. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds a tanai. It has to be v'leka mechavim. You can't be like, okay, but while I'm at it, may as well chaparai. No, you have to. It has to be derech agav. But if it's derech agav to a place that you have to go, now have to doesn't mean pekach nefesh. Have to means that's your derech, your normal derech. That's what Chafetz Chaim says. It's your normal derech to go, and you're there, and it's lekadak achrini. There's no normal way to go there without avoiding this. Memela, as long as you're not mechaven for it, it's mutter. It's called EF Shav Leka Mechavin. He's actually bringing it down like Abed Lashon Hara. It says, if you're in a place there that people are talking Lashon Hara, and that's your normal whatever. And you,
but this is only in a case of EF Shav, right? But like...
EF Shav does not mean Oines Gomer, like okay, so don't do it.
No, I'm talking
when
about...
When the Gomer says Oines, it means you don't have a
No, I understand. It's more like the Pshat is, I'm not there for this. Since I'm not there for this,
The same assume, maybe get to it later, the same assume apply to pictures as well as live? Because if so, my point being, you can't open a magazine now, because you don't have to open the magazine, you don't have to watch something on TV, even news, I mean, everything today, there's going to be something else that you can't avoid.
Okay, so I don't think it needs to be that it's an oinus gomer.
It's not like if you want to go to the beach and there's no beach that doesn't have women on it, so it's oinus.
No.
Why not?
Okay, someone asked that question when we gave the shir. Rabbi Rapper gave the shir last L. So someone asked him that question. So someone asked him the question about a mixed gym. I think there's a separate gym now.
Now there is.
They just started to open the
just
gym.
Just
open
the gym. Everybody should go.
What? Well, it's a good.
It's a big mitzvah to support the gym.
Yeah, it's a good zah.
Yeah.
How much does he charge the membership?
I don't know.
What he charges?
Not more than other
not
gyms.
Not more than other gyms, probably.
The other one's at $10 a month.
Okay.
Who says that's a heter?
It may not be a hetzer, but you get a job for much cheaper.
So we're not talking about level oinus. We're talking about that you're going about your regular way, and this that's the din and isurim. I'm going about my regular way, and this comes in to me, and I'm not trying to go there to get the isser. So then it's considered the isser came to me, not that I went to the isser. So as long as you're not mechaven, it's not mesiachis to you. It's not part, even if you know. You go to the airport, you go wherever you're going.
So then why is going to the Beach
House? Okay, so now, so that's a good question. Because, what's it called? I'll tell you why. So the Shiloh is going to the gym. I need to go to the gym. I want to go to the gym. And, okay, there are people there. So I got an answer to that question one time. After that cheer, so it was like, okay, why is it mutter? So he said something. So Lamaisa, I got the answer from this big, big guy I was sitting next to on a plane once. After that cheer, it was like last year. I was sitting there, and I don't know what he was telling me, but he says, he says something like, I'm just remembering the exact line. I have a relaxed life, I have a good life, get up in the morning, go to the gym, look at the girls, and move on, you know, it's good. So what Rabbi Rapperg said is that when you go to these places, a chelik of the experience is the histaklus.
It doesn't have to be.
It's very unlikely that a person could say to themselves that they're going, I'm going to the beach, but I'm like a machaven. I'm not going to plan on seeing anything. I'm not going to look. Because the second that it catches from the corner of your eyes, then all of a sudden you start focusing on it. It's impossible that a person will say the whole entire time, I'm efsher v'loika machaven. It's not possible. So therefore, you can't go to such a place as that. So, and I was bringing a riot to him from this guy that he said he's not going for the exercise.
He's going to
look at the girl. That's exactly what he was telling. He's like that. That's what I. That's my seder ayon. It was hilarious. He's like, so that's goofy chelik of the experience. So for a person to say, when are we talking? Tell me, there's a billboard. Okay, I'm in the airport. I'm zooming by. There's a lot of things going on. There's people dressed like this. I'm going to my thing. I'm very focused on what I'm doing. I'm getting to the gate. I'm getting to my thing. I have to get there on time. And there's things that I'm going to see. I'm at work. I'm at the cashier. I'm at Target. I'm doing something. Over here, you're not doing anything. You're there to experience the experience I'm in. So of course you're not going to say, but that scene, or I'm here to see the beach, but it's impossible.
So it's a din when I'm busy with something.
Yeah,
work versus an enjoyment thing.
It's a din in v'loika mechaven. So be real. So when you it's much more pasha to say I'm loika mechaven when I'm being mechaven for something else. I'm doing something else. If you're going and you're not doing anything else. So to say that I'm loika mechaven on the girls that are there, it's not shaykh. That's what, and I think it's set up bedafka like that. It's bedafka there to get your attention. They're not. I know, but the whole heft of the billboard, obviously. It's shaykh to focus on something else.
It's about your
so if a guy wants to go to a private beach and there's not available, so you can say now that he would go to a private beach, but there's not available.
Okay, but
he's
but
going to the beach because he wants to see the girls.
It's then definitely going to come into his judgment once he's there.
And so is walking down the streets of Manhattan.
No, it's not.
Why not?
If you take
it's not
to build those sandcastles.
I'm saying I'm not going there for that. I'm going there because my kids want to play on a Sunday afternoon.
I understand, so, but depends what you're
going to be there. Of course, it's going to be there.
I understand, but if a person is going to tell me that they're going to be oymed on themselves that the entire time, it's efsher v'loy kamechavin, that's a very hard thing to imagine that your person will blind and efsher v'loy kamechavin the whole time. Because he's not. He's staying in one place. He's sitting there. He's looking around and he's taking it all in.
Well, honestly, if you take off your glasses and you're really, really nearsighted, all your problems go away. I'm serious. If I take off my glasses, I can't see a foot in front of me.
Yeah, I do that when I'm driving.
get a test.
What? That's always that was last month. You throw the thing off the. Right. Again, so the Eivshar v'leka mechaven needs the Eivshar. The Eivshar could be a little bit lower. It doesn't mean oines gomer. It means that's my regular derech in life. But the leka mechaven means leka mechaven.
I'm at a restaurant and there's female waitresses.
Okay,
which
so.
Which half the kosher restaurants have and they're not dressed appropriately. So that should be usher also.
It's not the same thing.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
You're not going
think they're hiring 25-year-old waitresses with tight clothes because that's the best person for the job? Or you think Fuego hires their waitresses because they're the highest quality carriers of food?
But you're not interacting with the person. You're so focused on something else, you're not interacting with the person. You're right. Just go out and sit with them for dinner. Maybe it would be an issue. But, you know, that's... That's and say what you just said. I don't know if that's the same thing. Short sleeves and a bathing suit is different than tight clothing. I'm not sure it's the same thing. I'm not sure it's the same for this purpose. I mean, obviously, for a Jewish woman to catch attention is a problem, but I don't know if it's the same as this for this purpose. Okay, all right. So we survived this share, and we'll keep that one posted after winter break. We're going to start back to Chosh Mishpat. So we're going to start another sugya in monetary halachas. We're going to start the we'll see if we next week is we're doing groundbreaking for the building. I'm going to probably be busy. I'll leave a message on the chat about the shiur, and then we'll do one more shiur after that.
Yeah, sure.
The 21st, the shiur, the winter break, we don't have shiur, and then after that, we're starting the sugya. Okay.